My name is Peter Emberson. I work with the Pacific Conference of Churches, which is a regional ecumenical organization linked with the World Council of Churches. The impacts of climate change is felt differently in the different parts of the region. The region of the Pacific is broken up into three different distinct regions: Melanesia, Polynesia, and Micronesia. For Micronesia, the impacts of climate change is sea level rise and coastal erosion. And given the fact that Micronesia are very low-lying atolls like Kiribati, the Federated States of Micronesia and the Republic of Micronesian Islands, Palau, and all the other islands in Micronesia, the impacts of more frequent and severe cyclones, the severity and the increasing occurrence of cyclones is something that we are now witnessing in the Pacific. And with these harsh natural disasters, it's impacting on food and water security. The people are finding it more difficult to grow foods. For Melanesia, which is the larger southwestern Pacific region, with the temperature increases, we are seeing the increasing incidences of vector-borne diseases like waterborne dysentery, typhoid, cholera. All these are on the rise, and there's a link directly to the impacts of climate change. And for the entire Pacific region, it's safe to say that cyclones have increased. In my short lifespan, I've seen the increasing severity and incidences of storms and cyclones happening so regularly. And it's impacting on people's ability to recover as well. So once a cyclone hits, we are picking up the pieces. And just when we are reaching a particular stage of comfort and our ability to live life with dignity on the islands, another cyclone happens.
You have just been attending a conference specifically about the issue of migration due to climate change. What are the fears related to that topic? And what is your organization, the Pacific Conference of Churches, doing to address the issue?
The issue of migration, especially coming out of this meeting and the work that PCC is doing on the ground, is one of enormous concern. And as we go out into the Pacific to raise awareness about this issue, one of the things that is constantly being reminded to us is the issue of Pacific people's identities and the importance of how do we address the issue of culture and tradition, and if the islands of Tuvalu or the islands of Kiribati and distinct parts of countries that will be forced to come in, they too have their distinct cultures within, say for instance Fiji, the Lao group will be going down. The concern that they have is if we get subsumed into larger Fiji islands, what happens to our culture or our traditional practices? I think for the Pacific Council of Churches, one of our major messages to the meeting is we have to ensure that the people are empowered with the information to act, and the issue of accompaniment. When we go and tell them this is the problem, as difficult a problem it is, once we realize that this problem will not go away, and it's something that we have to deal with, then true journeying happens when people become agents of their own resettlement process rather than being victims all the time, and we constantly portray them as victims. The important process of empowerment is when we really equip people with the information and then they in turn drive the process. So what PCC is trying to do is to go out into the communities and equip people with the awareness and the information and then allow them to then determine their own process that meets their needs and addresses their fears as well. And this is where the issue of dignity comes in. The process must be one equipped with empowerment processes and tools for the people to be able to shape their own destiny so that the trauma of moving and the feelings of of utter dislocation is not one of violation. In the Pacific, there's an urgency to move very quickly. But whilst the urgency is there, we must respect our core calling to speak and act with those who are most marginalized or victims of an injustice, and give voice to those who have been wronged.
What are your expectations towards people in different parts of the world, and especially the churches?
So we are hoping that the international community will act with justice to realize this unique concern that people will now move, and it's a new phenomenon, it's a new trend, that realize gaps in international law. So it is our hope and expectation that the international community of states will see this concern and or issue, whether it be situated in the United Nations Framework Convention on climate change and situate a protocol in there, or if that becomes difficult, hopefully we will begin dialogue and engagement to have specific language that guarantees and safeguards the rights of resettlement populations or relocated populations. And it is our hope as well that the people who will be forced to relocate will be treated with dignity in the process as well. And the Pacific Conference of Churches, together with the World Council of Churches, will continue to advocate that the process is one that equips people with dignity and will allow people to have a voice